From Tidbits on October 26th, 2009, this is the audio version of Mac Mini updated and given server configuration, written by Glenn Fleischman. Apple has updated the Mac Mini with impressive new specs and added a new server option that targets small to medium-sized businesses, the SMB market as it's called. The entry-level Mac Mini remains $599, but now includes 2 GB of RAM and a 2.26 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo processor, up from the 2.0 GHz CPU found in the previous update in March 2009. The built-in hard drive was bumped from 120 to 160 GB as well. For $799, you get a 2.53 GHz processor, 4 GB of RAM, and a 320 GB hard drive. See Mac Mini receives multiple performance boosts, March 3, 2009. Apple's twist on the Mac Mini this time around is adding a $999 model that comes with Snow Leopard server pre-installed, along with dual 500 GB hard drives, one of which replaces the SuperDrive found on the other two less expensive models. The processor speed on this model is 2.53 GHz and it sports 4 GB of RAM. As with other Macs lacking an optical drive, this Mac Mini can use the network drive option. An external SuperDrive is available for $99. These specifications turn the Mac Mini into a server powerhouse for a small network with enough performance to drive email and spam filtering, internal web service, file sharing, and a host of other tasks. It lacks only a second Ethernet port to act as a firewalled gateway for a network. Computers used in that configuration use one Ethernet connection to face the Internet, while the other is connected to a local network. The Mac Mini's relatively slow 5400 RPM drives may cramp some tasks that demand fast disk access, and so Apple is offering as a notable add-on the $799 Promise SmartStore DS4600 RAID, a 4-bay enclosure configured with 1 TB drives. The SmartStore has both FireWire 800 and USB 2.0 interfaces and arrives configured as RAID 5, which gives it 3 TB of total storage. 1 TB is consumed in error-correcting redundancy. Over FireWire 800, performance may exceed that of the internal drives. The unit can also be configured as RAID 0, 1, or 10 to emphasize speed or redundancy. macOS 10 server licensing was rejiggered between 10.5 and 10.6. Previously, and for several releases, Apple offered an unlimited license for $999 and a 10-user license for $499. That 10-user limit applied only to certain simultaneous logins, and unlimited accounts could be created. The new standalone pricing for unlimited users is $499. Other specs for the Mac Mini remain unchanged from the previous model, such as the NVIDIA GeForce 9400M graphics processor with 256 megabytes of RAM shared with main memory, built-in AirPort Extreme 802.11n, Bluetooth 2.1 Plus EDR, and Gigabit Ethernet. The unit still has a single FireWire 800 port, 5 USB 2.0 ports, and support for 2 monitors via a mini DVI port and a mini display port. Apple doesn't include a keyboard or mouse with the Mac Mini, aiming it, as always, at the swap-out market in which the machine replaces an older desktop Mac or a Windows system that already has a display, keyboard, and mouse. The entry-level configuration can be bumped up to a 2.53 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo processor, 320 GB or 500 GB of hard drive, or 4 GB of RAM. All versions are available immediately. This is Tidbits. To read related articles, follow links, make comments, or subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. This is Glenn Fleischman. Thanks for listening.